just can't get these people nailed down. And we come to terms that Cicero and Rogers and this one have not given us all the facts. Tell you, as Rabin tells him that, situation is that the Israelis will not go back to the 67 border. I said, well, no. I just want to be sure that they have no illusions about my position. I'm supportive of them. But if they bring the truth, they go alone. No illusions about that, whatever. They can go to another man. If you don't want my concerns, my concern is the Henry, it's with the best of intentions made. Give the impression I slapped the best friend they had ever had here. But he just had a life to give when he got that impression that they could, you know, start some screwing around and be supported by the president. He's not going to do it. On the other hand, he's a... You see what it gets down to, is it? And that's why, well, now is an offer. I guess he's a very strong manager, but what would you tell us to do? Well, and I said, you're just going to get more arms. And he said, well, we ought to have a scenario. All right, so what the hell is a scenario? That's what I'm trying to ask you, you see. He says, I don't like what Faye is doing. But what the hell is Henry's scenario? He doesn't tell us what he would do except give him more arms. And you see that the point about he cannot continue a program of somebody pouring in arms to Israel without having Israel quit. And he says, I have a way to squeeze him. I says, how? And he doesn't say. God damn, it's you may not know, but the Jewish thing is a hell of a tough thing around here now. It's a, you know what I mean, it's a, and there are none of them can see it without thinking in completely irrational emotional terms. Now, pure dominance is right. A war. God damn, they want to fight. They're going to have a war with our support. See, when you finally come down to it, Henry derates Bill and he derates Cisco for, he says, they put the Israeli on the spot. All right, fine. Now, if I put him on the spot by getting the Egyptians to, you see, the Egyptians have put him on the spot by saying, look, we want the peace. Now, the Israeli are up to them and say, well, they do. They won't say. But I think he really has, but I'm concerned about it. I want it down. But what is he, what question does he want me to ask? What questions? Two or three of us, just a brief conversation, and I'll ask him. I'll try to get it out, and there's something that he feels is wrong. Because he's, you know, he's such a good man, and I just know Jews for a long time. There's a one subject that just cannot. It's probably ridiculous, but what would happen if you put Roger, Cisco, Kissinger, and Hagen in a room? Would he? With me?